Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. Mayor Troy Thompson is under investigation by Queensland's Council Integrity Watchdog. It comes as questions have been raised about the validity of his history serving in the Army and SAS, one of the key claims of his recent mayoral campaign. During official Anzac Week duties, Mayor Thompson failed to exhibit any medals of his own. A Department of Housing, Local Government, Planning and Public Works spokesperson says the matter's been referred to the Office of the Independent Assessor. The acting chief medical officer says child victims of sexual assault will likely need to continue to travel for examinations, despite a training rollout aimed at improving clinical care for victims. 330 clinicians, including 159 doctors, have been upskilled in the mandatory rape kit training since the new kits were introduced in July 2023, but the training doesn't address care for children. Dr. Catherine McDougall says specialised paediatric training is managed by the Queensland Children's Hospital, but does involve training in regional areas.
It's reasonable to say that we'd love more clinicians to be trained to manage victims of sexual assault for adults and children. We've increased the number substantially in the last 6 months. There's more work to do.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has announced its local heroes, and Georgie Arnold has received an accolade. Ms. Arnold is making great strides in promoting the inclusion of young women in aviation. She says the RFDS does so much for local communities.
We've been able to host lots of fundraisers and raise a lot of awareness for them. To be able to work alongside such an incredible cause and be named a local hero is just something I would have never imagined, but I'm very grateful.
And a Townsville man has pocketed more than $1.5 million in Saturday night's Gold Lotto draw. Having played the same numbers for 25 years, his dedication finally paid off. The local resident was one of three Division 1 winners who shared in almost $5 million in prize money.